Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 561, Holiday Gear, recorded live on December 2nd, 2016. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to December, the holiday season, with lots of goodies and lots of deals that, if you're listening to this, you're probably already missed out on, but there's still more deals to come, hopefully. Anyways, we are in that time of the year where everyone is buying a bunch of Halo stuff for Christmas gifts or really scoring up the deals like I have been on Amazon or wherever else, like all the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. So there's lots of cool things that have happened already and maybe some more things to come with that regards. We're recording on Thursday, so we're actually after all the Black Friday deals, and we took off Thanksgiving week so we could spend time with our families and loved ones. So we are back in the saddle. We missed some of the sales, but we have some other things going on as well in the Halo verse, so to speak. But first off, GT, how was your Thanksgiving? Mine was full of lots of turkey.
Yeah, same here. Thanksgiving was great. The day after Thanksgiving was great. The Saturday wasn't so great.
Ooh.
It's always nice when you wake up after a nice time with your family and you're kind of recovering and you wake up with a head cold.
Yeeks.
It just kind of sucks.
Sounds like it, yeah. I was sick from the Thursday before Thanksgiving, so a week before Thanksgiving up until Tuesday. Someone at work got me sick. One of my coworkers felt sick on Monday and was out 2 days, and then came back on Thursday with a hoarse voice and like still coughing up a lung, and I think he got me and a few of my other coworkers sick. So I was teleworking for 3 days up until Thanksgiving. So I was sick up until then, and I actually had to make two turkeys for a small group that I'm part of for church. So I had to do two of those on the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Then they had turkey on Thanksgiving. So I had lots of turkey to eat.
That sounds like you had a lot of turkey. I think one of my lovely little nieces gave me a little present. I think that's
Christmas
where I got
came
it
early.
From. Yeah, but I had a good time. How about you?
Mine was pretty good. I got to spend the time with the girlfriend's family, and I got to cook sweet potato casserole, which was delish. And then I got to go to New York on Saturday and got to see some of the Christmas stuff that they were putting up, did a little bit of chocolate shopping. I think I came back with four different things from the Hershey store and a 3-pound bag of M&Ms.
Well, at least you're set for sweets for a while.
Yeah, that's true. And then I had a show that I went to. It was for anyone who is a foodie. There's Alton Brown is doing his Eat Your Science tour, and that was in Broadway for Thanksgiving week. So it was the same show that has been going on for the past 8 months or so, 9 months or so, but it had some Thanksgiving themes and tones to it. So that was really cool. I got to go up with my girlfriend, so that was really, really cool. Thanks, Ace of Spades Card, for subscribing to us. Appreciate it. And then congrats to Pins for 15 months subscribing. You are crazy. I still have to figure out something I'm giving you. I have an idea that was given to me by a fellow Halo collector, and I need to follow up on that. So I will get you something here eventually. I think the next person behind you is Dustin Griffith, as far as subscribers go, and who would get their next year thing. But appreciate it. Thanks for supporting the podcast and the show through subscribing to us on Twitch. So, without further ado, let's go into some of the Halo news. Starting off with some of the deals that have passed by. For those that were shopping on Black Friday, you may have noticed some deals that Waypoint posted about and some other Halo merchandise partners. For those of you who don't know, we had our last podcast, or two podcasts ago, was our Halo merch podcast. We had the folks on from Halo Collector, And we also had James Monosmith on and did an interview with him as well. And we talked about some of the merch, talked briefly about some of the holiday stuff that came up. But if you were looking for something to get during Black Friday, then there was quite a slew of things. Mega Bloks had some discounts. They had the Halo Arena Championship Battle Pack at Toys R Us. That was 40% off. And they also had the UNSC Kodiak Siege Cannon and Covenant Wraith Ambush discount at Amazon. Even though they said it was 26% off, Amazon actually has them listed less than that, or like a more discounted price. So a less value than the 26%. So those are actually, I think, still on discount on Amazon if you go over there. Mattel had their energy sword that was at $10 off at GameStop. Sandboxer, which does the 3D printed Spartans, also had some sales going on as well. Mostly free shipping and then some stuff that you could get added on to your print. And then there's also a Halo ornament, and you can actually still get those. It's a sale that's going on from Black Friday through the end of the year. So you can still pick up some of the Sandboxer stuff. Loot Crate had a 25% off code that they were doing all on Black Friday. So if you hadn't had the Halo Crate, that would have been a perfect time to get it for 25% off. Astro Gaming was doing some sales with their Halo A40s, the Halo 5 A40s, and then maybe a headset they had discounted at 40% off. And then they had all Halo speaker tags and the Halo A40 TR mod kit off on 20%. AC Worldwide, which had the Master Chief Bluetooth and the Athlon Red and Blue, had 20% off pre-orders. That was available all through from Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Controller Gear had a skin pack that you could use for your Xbox One, laptop, or cell phone. That was 30% off. And then the controller stands that you get, the ones that were themed similarly to the Master Chief and Spartan Lock controllers, those were available for 25% off as well. As far as apparel goes, Jinx had 25% off all shirts, 20% off all outerwear, and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. Mustard Brand had 20% off all of their Halo products. The Coop had 30% off a lot of their messenger bags and backpacks. Hot Topic had Halo tees for $10. And then Dark Horse had all of their single issue comics at 99 cents. And then they had a Halo Mega Bundle, which you could buy the entire run of Halo comics in one bundle for $19.99. And that was Cyber Monday. So those are all the deals that you missed out on if you didn't get a chance to get them.
Wow. That's a lot of deals.
Yeah.
It was truly amazing how many of those I missed.
I know, right? I'm kind of sad that I completely missed out on the Dark Horse ones. Like, I wanted to take advantage of some of these, and I didn't get a chance to. So I'm kind of beating myself up over that. But it is what it is. There'll be hopefully some other sales down the line at some point.
At some point.
Yeah. Yeah, because to get all of those issues for the comics at $20, you're saving probably close to like either 60 or 75%.
So I think they go for, if you go for the actual copy, they're like $3 or $4 a piece.
So Escalation is $2 a piece. So is Initiation. And then there is the Fall of Reach Boot Camp, which is $4 per. Fall of Reach Covenant, $4 per. Fall of Reach Invasion, $4 per. There's the Fall of Reach graphic novel and the Tales from Slipspace, which is $13.
It's a lot of stuff.
And now I'm beating myself up over it that I didn't take advantage of it.
I am now, thanks, Dust.
Sorry. So, yeah, a bunch of deals were happening then. Amazon has actually had some deals recently as well that they've been going through and doing with their lightning deals. Mattel had a couple of lightning deals. There was the Halo 6 Ghost vehicle that was off about 48%. And then there was the Halo Spartan Linda 6-inch figure as well. That was 57% off. And we actually tweeted those out. So for those that were able to take advantage of those, good for you. There was a Mega Bloks set that was a lightning deal today as well. And I think that one was also the, no, it wasn't the Codex DCN. There was, it was some Warthog one. I'm forgetting what it was now. I'm looking it up, but there have been some lightning deals with some Halo stuff on Amazon. So if you've been able to kind of keep your eyes on that, you have hopefully been able to score some good deals. But it was the Halo Mega Bloks dual mode unit Sea Warthog. That was the lightning deal today. It was about 70% off. By the time I found out about it, though, it was already 100% claimed. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how fast some of that stuff goes.
It's so crazy. And there's also, right now, the Toyko Halo Warthog, the red one. That's actually 45% off right now on Amazon as well. And that's not a lightning deal. That's a sale that's just happening right now. Lots of deals that you can still find with regards to Halo stuff. So just check around, see what you can get. I know Amazon's still doing some stuff. Check your local toy retailer, whether it's like Toys R Us, Walmart, Target, any of those places. You might be able to find some deals. I think Toys R Us right now is still doing possibly their buy one, get one 40% off on Halo Mega Bloks. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's sales out there. So if you're looking for something still Halo related and looking for a sale or a deal, there are things out there that you'll be able to get your hands on. Talking about merch stuff, we also have a little special announcement that I'll go ahead and share with everybody. We're doing a giveaway series. We have some stuff that we're going to be giving away to help celebrate the holidays. So we're doing 7 days of Halo giveaways for the holidays starting tomorrow as of this recording. So starting on December 2nd, we'll open up the giveaway at noon Eastern time, and then it will conclude 8 days later on, was it December 9th? December 10th? December 10th. And we'll be giving away an item each day to help celebrate the holidays. So the first day is going to be an Xbox Live $10 code with a 3-month subscription. So it's not necessarily Halo related, but it's Xbox related. You'll be able to use that for some Halo stuff down the road. Day two is going to be the Hot Wheels UNSC Warthog and the Tyco Halo Warthog Light Reconnaissance RC Vehicle, the one I just mentioned that is 45% off right now on Amazon. Someone will be getting that one. Day three is going to be a Halo and Podtacular t-shirt giveaway. And what we're doing with that one is whoever wins that one will need to supply their t-shirt size. And then any t-shirt that is $21.99 on the Halo official store or lower than that. I think there's one that's $20.99, but anything that's under $22, you'll be able to select. And as long as you give us your t-shirt size, we will get that for you and send you that shirt plus a Podtacular shirt. So you'll get some Podtacular swag in the mix.
Cool.
Yeah. Day four is going to be the Covenant Plasma Grenade and Grunt Plush. Yes, that's the Grunt Plush, the ever so coveted Grunt Plush. We'll be giving one of those away. Day five is going to be the official Halo Ugly Christmas sweater, the one that was designed by Numbskull Designs that James Monosmith debuted on the Halo 15 anniversary live stream. Day six is going to be the Dark Horse PAX Prime Silver Pelican. That's the one that was exclusive to PAX Prime. So that one's going to be for day six. And then day seven is going to be a Halo 5 Guardians Limited Collector's Edition. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that cost $250 to get. So 7 days of giveaways. And we'll be selecting a winner around noon each day. So it opens up at noon starting on Friday, December 2nd. And it will be going for a week until Saturday, December 10th, when the last person will be selected for the Halo 5 Guardians Limited Collector's Edition. And this will all be done through Gleam.io. So you'll be able to enter through retweeting us, following us on Twitter, visiting our Facebook page, subscribing to us on YouTube, following us on Instagram, subscribing to us on Twitch, all that kind of stuff. So that contest will go live starting at noon, again, tomorrow, December 2nd, as of this recording. And it will go on for a week, and each day we'll draw a new winner, around noon for all the good stuff. We will be posting out a tweet and putting up a Facebook post and maybe something on our blog whenever the contest is live and detailing all that out again. But for those of you listening to us on Twitch, you have a little glimpse into what's coming down the road. So there you go. Some cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like it'd be a fun giveaway. And it incentive for you to come listen to the shows. You get early information.
I know. There's a benefit to coming out to Twitch and listening to us live. Anywho, I digress. So lots of cool things that we're giving away. So make sure you check it out. Tell your friends. Let them know that we're doing some giveaways. And yeah, that's it for that. I think that's kind of all the merch stuff that we have to talk about. Again, keep looking for deals. There are retailers out there that are scoring deals. And then you can check other mass distributors like Amazon or Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, GameStop will probably have some other deals as well. And it's just throughout the holiday season, there'll be deals everywhere.
So keep your eyes out.
Well, keep them in, but keep them open.
No, lay them out on the table. You want to make sure you can see all around you.
Does that make it easier?
Sure.
Okay, cool. And I guess it's worth to mention, too, that for anyone that was not able to get in with the Loot Crate thing and are still interested in getting involved with the Halo Loot Crate and joining Fireteam Apollo, since there's now a nice, cool trailer with Master Chief's voice in it, then you can head on over to lootcrate.com/podtackler, and that'll take you straight to the Halo Legendary Crate, which you can order. And then if you use the code PODTACKLER at checkout, you get $3 off your crate. Lots of Halo goodies in there. We will probably actually give away some of the Halo Loot Crate stuff eventually as well. It's not going to be part of this holiday giveaway that we're doing, but we have some extra crate items from those crates that we want to give away to some people out there. So we will be doing that at some point here in the not too distant future, but definitely closer to the end, if not after the holidays. So for those that remember that there's supposed to be some kind of Halo TV show out there, well, you'd be right, but that might not be the one that you're thinking. There's going to be a Halo 5 esports reality TV show. This isn't the one, the Spielberg one, that's supposedly still in production. At least that's what we've been told. That's still being produced. It's still going to happen. But 343 Industries, in conjunction with ESL, or Electronic Sports League, has reached a deal with Pilgrim Media Group to create a reality TV show, kind of esports-focused TV series that will be debuting next year, that kind of focuses on the involvement of teams and just how heated, how intense the competition can get and how it's like to practice and train and all that stuff. So that's supposed to be debuting sometime next year.
That would give you a nice little inside look at the life of a professional gamer.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty interesting.
I think so too, but it's kind of interesting because for anyone that follows the podcast, everyone knows I'm kind of a EG fan, and Towie has been posting stuff on YouTube with how they've trained and how Evil Geniuses has really focused on performing better. And Towie is actually a really smart coach. He knows how to break things down. He knows how to explain things really well. So it's kind of weird because it's almost like they're taking stuff that he's done or a concept that he has made on his YouTube channel and making it into an actual show. So I'm wondering how much of this was kind of inspired by that, or is going to kind of mimic the style of kind of discussion that Towie has done on his own personal channel.
It's kind of like asking, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
This is true.
No, seriously, I am not a reality TV person. I cannot stand most of the shows that are out there. There were shows that I watched that, when they started out, they were good shows, American Chopper, because they focused on, in the case of American Choppers, they focused on the business. They focused on building custom bikes. and you know the trials and tributes, you know the problems that you do or you come across building custom things like that. And then it slowly evolved into the Fight Fest, and I lost interest. And you know all the other Survivor or all the other reality shows out there are just they're not very interesting to me. I know there's people that watch religiously, and that's okay. If you enjoy it, keep watching them. So this might be one of those reality shows that I could actually really get into, as long as they stay focused on the subject and don't try to hype up the drama.
Yeah, that'll be something to really stay weary of, and hopefully they'll stay away from.
Yeah, I really hope they keep the show honest and don't try to inject drama into the show.
Well, it seems like it's, at least the way it's kind of spun, it seems like it's kind of be a little bit more of a documentary style reality show where they're just kind of capturing the lives of the competitive teams and what it takes for them to compete at tournaments and what they do as regiments for practice and all that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of like with you on that and hoping that they really just focus on just capturing what it is the pro teams are doing and not really trying to interject or insert anything into the TV show to kind of produce anything that wouldn't be typical of a competitive team as far as how they go about being competitive in their esports careers, I guess, for lack of better words.
Yeah, definitely. I want them to keep it more on the documentary side and not the traditional reality show. So it's going to be fun to watch. It'd be a nice look into that genre of the gaming industry, because the masses, they see what happens on stage. You know, they see the all-out brawls between these teams playing Halo, Call of Duty. It doesn't really matter what game it is, but you know, they only see what the promoters show, the actual show of the competition. They don't see what goes into getting ready for that competition. So I think it'd be a nice inside look.
Yeah, I think so. And there have been things that have tried to do something similar. I know there was, back in the LG days, I think it was like the LAN house or something. I forget what it was called. I know if someone's probably going to listen to this and going to just rip me one for not knowing exactly what it is. But there was a few attempts at kind of documentaries that has happened over the past with MLG. And then when HCS first came out, 343 tried to do some kind of documentary style things as well. So it looks like this is kind of a new foray into that style of content and just kind of exploring. Because, I mean, if you think about it, athletic sports have similar kinds of documentary type of thing. Not necessarily reality TV show, so to speak, but they do kind of look at some of the history of stuff and talk to players and just talk about how certain things have happened in past events. But it looks like this is kind of going to be a mix between that kind of documentary style and the reality TV show. So I'm hoping they stick more towards just kind of capturing, and I kind of sound like a broken record, so I'm sorry, but just capturing the essence of what it's like for a pro team day in and day out to be practicing for the game, and then what it's like at tournaments for them to compete and what the intensity and what it's like in the heat of the moment. I'll step down now.
Stepping off the soapbox.
Yeah. Speaking of competitive, though, this weekend is the EU finals for the fall season of the Championship Series. And then next week is the North American, it's the fall finals overall, the following weekend. And we're actually going to have Strongside on the show. We're going to do an interview with him this weekend and talk a little bit about the season, how it's developed, because there's been some interesting developments with different teams rising up to the occasion. I think some different teams are in different spots. CLG was kind of a powerhouse for the spring season, and now they're not quite as much anymore. There are some other teams in there that are making their names known. For me personally, I was a big Pistola fan back in like 08, 09, 2010, that kind of era. So it's nice to see him back and performing well in a team that's kind of rated top 3, top 4. So that's exciting to see. And I know we haven't really followed the HCS scene as much here on the show, but it is finals, and there have been some really interesting developments, so we want to cover that here on the show. I know not everyone that's listening to this is keen on competitive, but we try to cover all aspects of the Halo community, so that's what we're going
to
do.
It's nice to update on that.
Yeah.
Keeps me informed.
Yeah. So there is a couple of other things to discuss as well. The Halo Wars 2 season pass, it looks like it's kind of a glitch right now, at least that's what a lot of people are saying, but right now it's listed as free as on the Microsoft Store. So if you're listening to this and it's still free, you might as well try to grab it. It will probably be something where they'll turn around and fix it and probably revoke or quote unquote refund everyone who's got it. But there's a lot of speculation on whether or not it'll hold, but it's worth trying out if you want to see if you can snag a free season pass and then buy the regular edition. But anyways, that's something small and minor, but it's worth checking out. Let's see. I think that was most of the things that we had to talk about in terms of news for Halo. Again, we're kind of entering the holiday season, so there's not too much to talk about. As far as some community stuff goes, though, Forge Labs is hosting a prefab holiday contest. You can find out more details about it over on their YouTube channel, their latest YouTube video. But you can do anything that's holiday themed. You have a limit of 64 objects that you can use per prefab. You can enter up to, I believe, 5 different prefabs, and you can work with somebody on those prefabs as well. And the contest is live now until, I think it was December 12th, maybe December 15th or 18th, something like that. It's at least a week before Christmas, if not 2 weeks before Christmas. So if you're a forger and are interested in putting some holiday cheer into Halo, that might be something worthwhile to check out. And then there is a GGL, I think the GGL, the Griff, Good Griff, or the Good Gaming League for Griff Ball. I think they're starting to get close to the end of this season as well. So I think playoffs might be soon. I don't know. It's been a while, but one thing I've noticed is I need to get back into doing some community spotlight stuff. So that's what I'm trying to do. But yeah, so make sure you check out Griffball Hub if you're interested in some Griffball action. If the finals aren't going on here soon, then there's going to be some time to get into a team if you're interested as well. Oh yeah, Smoke and Shadows was released. Thank you, Pins. Smoke and Shadows was released earlier this week on Amazon. So you can go get that. That's the latest digital novel that you can get off of Amazon. It's Kindle on Amazon, of course. I think I saw an audiobook version as well. And then if you go through Simon & Schuster, I forget what... they have some kind of ebook delivery service there as well. I forget what it is specifically. But you can either get it directly through Simon & Schuster or you can go through Amazon and get it on Kindle.
Yeah, Amazon's got a listing for the Kindle version for like $2. And then you can get the Audible version for $15.
The Tales from Slipspace hardback actually got released this week as well, I believe. It was the day before Halo Smoke and Shadow, right? It was on, what was it, November 27th? It was on Sunday or Monday?
I honestly missed that one.
But it came out digitally. At the end of last month, I think it was October 28th or something like that. And then the month later, on November 28th, it released in hardback form. So that's out now, too.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that they're getting them out on a physical copy out on these books. You know, the little digital-only things, I mean, yeah, that's great. But, you know, there's a lot of people that like having a book in their hand.
Well, and New Blood was a digital-only for about a year or so. So it would be cool to see if we can get Halo Smoke and Mirror, or sorry, Smoke and Shadow. Smoke and Mirror is an album.
Yeah, not quite the same thing.
No, Halo Smoke and Shadows on a book as well, maybe down the road. So that'd be cool.
I could make myself a physical copy. I can just burn it to CD. Then I get a physical copy.
Oh. Laird said that there's an end credit saying that the book will be physical copy at some point. And there's also the Game Awards going on right now. Of course, nothing Halo related is up for awards because there has been no Halo games in 2016. So next year, Halo Wars 2 will be up for a possibility of an award. Granted, it'll be in February, so it won't probably have as much visibility, but it's good to note that there will be Halo game up for possibility on the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been watching a lot of videos on the Blitz mode, and the mode itself looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. They're showing two versions. One, it's player versus player. The other one is firefight, where you just defend the pads against waves of enemies. I'm still not sure on the card thing. From what I've seen so far, there is a small advantage. Well, there's an advantage to buying the card through microtransactions. But it looks like that, and they haven't confirmed all of this yet, but it looks like you're going to be able to earn the packs relatively easily without a whole lot of grind. They're going to have daily challenges and things like that. Have you been hearing the same things?
Yeah, I was watching one of the videos that had commentary over it, and they were saying you would get packs by playing multiplayer campaign challenges normally. So actually a little bit more so than you do in Halo 5 right now, because you can only get those packs by playing multiplayer. You can only get the rec points by playing multiplayer, but you're able to get it sounds like card packs through multiplayer. So it seems like they're not using a point system as far as being able to get certain cards. And I guess the point energy system is just for being able to redeem them in game. In the Blitz mode, you get a certain amount of energy throughout the game. And I haven't been able to figure out a certain way of how the multiplier affects the increase of the energy. It looks like as the time dwindles down, the amount of energy that you get becomes quicker and quicker. It doesn't seem like it's necessarily correlated with to how many points that you're holding.
Well, the energy isn't related to the points. Now, just being in the game, you collect energy at a set pace, and then they have energy drops that come in where you can go destroy this, like energy battery, and then collect the energy. As far as on the multiplier, I do think that the later in the game, kind of like in Warzone, the further you get into the game, kind of the faster they replenish the energy that you've already collected. It's like when you get, it's really noticeable in Firefight, Warzone Firefight. Once you get up into the higher levels, later in the game, you can spend your wreck energy on a tank, and it doesn't seem like it takes very long for that level six energy to build back up. Unlike at the very beginning when it takes, a whole round just to go from, level one to level two or level three if you happen to have a really good round.
You're talking about Blitz, right? Not Warzone. Okay, yeah. You're saying wreck.
I'm comparing.
Okay, gotcha.
The Warzone Firefight with the Blitz, because we don't have a lot of information on Blitz mode yet as far as how the energy system works. But from the games I've watched, it seems like they do that kind of that same thing. The later in the game you get, the faster that energy comes up, so you can call in your heavier units. I don't think it's going to be at a set pace throughout the entire match.
Yeah, it looked like it was different.
It looks like later in the match, the amount of energy that you get, just as time passes, increases. The other thing I've noticed is the super weapons, like the Scarab. Instead of being, calling them in and they're there until the other team kills it, it's a timed attack. The Scarab will only be there for so much time, and then it will self-destruct. It only lives for so long.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
And I think that's a nice twist, because from what I've seen, the Scarab in Halo Wars 2 looks to be a really powerful unit. And the nice thing is the UNSC is also getting one of those super units too. It's a really big Pelican and it's got like 17 guns on it.
Pelican gunship or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it just sits there and just pounds the area. So it's nice that they have, you know, they have this super unit for both sides. Now, I don't know if that the super unit is the same for every leader, because, you know, right now they're still only showing
Atriox and Cutter.
Atriox and Cutter. So you know, I don't know if, you know, Anders or, you know, the other Covenant leaders are going to have a different super unit. I like that because, you know, that's one thing in Halo, in the original Halo Wars, if you get a good player and he gets a Scarab out and he gets, you know, he gets that up to like a 2-star Scarab, that thing is pretty much unbeatable. You know, it takes a lot to kill one of those. And of course, the longer it's alive, the more veterancy it gets, which makes it even stronger. You know, you get a 3-star Scarab, a 4-round Mac Blast won't kill it. You know,
dang.
And that's a pretty substantial unit. So I like that the super units, like the Scarab, they've got on a timer. That seems to level things out. Now, the one thing I'm kind of curious is, in regular matches, is the Scarab going to be a time unit? Or if that's just a Blitz mode only feature?
It seemed like it was a Blitz mode only.
Yeah.
Seems like something that's just going to be limited to making sure that the gameplay is somewhat balanced and that you're not really entering to any kind of choke point during the match as far as one player being able to completely defend or demolish another player, because that Blitz mode works by, at least the non-firefight Blitz mode, works by holding points. So it's similar to strongholds, really. I think you could pretty easily equate Blitz mode to strongholds.
Well, yeah, it is strongholds. You have to hold the points to
get the points.
Points to win the match.
And you win by either maxing out the points or by whoever has the most amount of points by the end of the time limit.
So it plays just like, you know, as far as the mechanics, it plays just like strongholds. You know, he who holds the points the longest
wins. It helps tilt the scales, but it doesn't help. It doesn't like completely make one person completely overpowered over another one.
The other thing about the cards, and I'm not sure that this is correct, I've seen a couple of guys mention that when you get duplicate cards, it makes that unit, you know, say you get a 2 grunt cards, it makes that card a stronger card to play. So when you drop those units in, they already have some veterancy to them.
That's what I heard too. Something about being able to like stack cards.
I don't know if I like that or not. Yeah, I don't know if I like that. Because, you know, that can be... Well, the reason I say that is because that really falls into that pay-to-win thing. You know, if somebody goes out and spends $100 on rec packs, they're going to get duplicates. So they're going to have these low-level units that are stronger than other people.
Here's the question, though. Is it whenever that you're able to combine those units that they still cost the same value and you're able to get the better units, or do the cards merge together and they cost more?
From what I've seen, the card still costs the same. The units just come in with more health, or, well, they're just stronger units to begin with. The other thing is you have options on calling in your units. You can call them in wherever you want, but if you call them in anywhere other than your home base, they come in with, they call it fatigue, but basically your unit comes in at half health, and it will gain that health as long as it stays out of combat for, you know, a certain period of time. But if you spawn your units back at your home base, then they come in at full health. I mean, that's kind of neat. It kind of helps control the spamming of units, because you can call a bunch of units in. You can spam in grunts or marines, but they're going to come in weak. So you won't get as much effectiveness out of those cards. So it can actually kind of make you want to fall back. Let that point go for a moment, go back to your base, build your army back up, and then come back in and, you know, attack again. You know, So it seems like they've got a risk versus reward type system going in it. It looks pretty good so far. I really wish they had more information on the card system.
Yeah. Hopefully that's something that we'll have by the time that we get the new beta, the PC beta or whatever.
Well, from what I understand, the PC beta, it's actually going to be a beta on both, yes. I believe. PC and console. They're going to be debuting the Blitz mode. So we'll be learning a lot about it, I guess. The other thing is you know, they're not one-time use cards. Once you build your deck, they're in the deck. And you have a set number of cards that you can play per match. And it goes, I don't know if it just goes through them in order.
It looks random. It looks like you have deck that gets shuffled. Like you're able to pick your deck at the beginning of the game and then it shuffles which cards are made available to you.
Yeah, I didn't really see a whole lot on that. I only saw one video where they actually showed putting the deck together. You know, you get, you know, was it like 1 through 15 slots? And you place cards in those slots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would imagine there is some type of shuffling when you actually start the game.
Yeah. So just as a little heads up to everyone who's listening to the podcast, at the Game Awards, they just released a new Halo Wars 2 trailer focusing on Atriox, which looks pretty cool. There's some scenes where, what's the new AI's name? Yeah, I know. Talking about Atriox, she's explaining Atriox and the attacks of everything. But there's a new trailer out, so go check it out. Lots of cool things going on with Halo. And they're also talking about if you pre-order the Halo Wars 2 Ultimate Edition, you get early access to Halo Wars Definitive Edition, which, of course, is the remaster of Halo Wars, the original, that you can get on PC.
Already got mine ordered.
Yay. I'm about to pre-order mine. there's also Welcome to the Ark, which looks like that would be the DLC pack that they talked about being like the first expansion that you're supposed to get. And I think that's actually supposed to be free even for the standard edition. If I remember right, they said there was going to be free DLC afterwards, right? Yeah. So I think it comes with it.
You get it when you buy the season pass. I don't remember what exactly the free stuff is and what you have to have the season pass for.
Anyways, that's available. So go on over, check it out for the trailer. It's on the Xbox YouTube channel. As far as the pre-order, you can just search for it on the Microsoft Store, or Halo just tweeted out a moment ago, so you can find it on her or on that channel. I said her because Pins said Isabel is the name of the AI. So thank you, Pins. There was another thing I forgot to mention earlier as far as news goes, and that is the Halo 5 Voices of War is a premium rec pack that was kind of leaked on Reddit, and it was confirmed by Sketch on Reddit that it is going to be coming in the next content update for Halo 5 Guardians. And it includes voices similar to Firefight back in Halo 3 ODST. It's going to include Spartan Buck, Exuberant Witness, and Yabda the Merciless.
So a grunt.
Yeah, like the grunt mech grunt.
That could be.
That would be so much fun.
Oh, man. Definitely going to have to get the pack.
There's no news on if you're able to get it with points or if it's something that you'll have to buy. If it's anything like or that too. I have a feeling it's going to be similar to the other premium packs where if you have 100,000 rec points, within the first week, you'll be able to get it, and then you have to buy it afterwards. But it is something that you'll be able to add a little bit of a new spin on your Warzone experience.
Yay, we can finally get rid of Palmer. Oh.
Yeah, you can still destroy the enemy core. We'll just have other people we can hate for it, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering how far the announcer, if it's for the whole match or if it's just, you know, like for medals. No, it would be for the whole match.
I mean, I think it would be a similar replacement.
Because they don't announce medals.
No, but there's, I think anything that Palmer says in Warzone would be replaced by these voices.
I can't wait to see what they got Buck to do.
Yeah, Buck is going to be fun. Exuberant Witness, I would imagine, has similar humor or kind of comical inflections as Guilty Spark did. It's just that Guilty Spark is not alive in the sense that he is a monitor now.
Yeah, all three of them are going to be interesting, but I think the best two are going to be Yabda and Buck.
Yeah. So cool. New rec stuff. And this is like completely new rec stuff too, which is awesome. That's the last bit of stuff to as far as news goes. But yeah, Halo Wars 2 Atriox trailer. Go check it out. And there's also the pre-order that you can do for the Halo Wars 2 Ultimate Edition that you can get for $80 over on the Microsoft Store. I'm trying to pre-order it, and Microsoft is having a problem charging my card. Oh, it worked that time. Cool.
Hopefully you only ordered one copy.
Yeah. If not, I'll get it fixed. Microsoft's pretty good about that.
Yeah.
But yay, I have it pre-owned.
Pre-order, yay!
Now the question is, will I be playing it on PC first or Xbox first?
You know,
probably PC, at least for me.
I'm going to try, with the beta, I'm going to try PC and and see what it's like. And if I like it, I may just play it on PC.
I'm thinking it's going to be better on PC just from the fact that you have a little bit better control use, because RTS has typically been better with mouse and keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the groupings, you have 10 groups that you can use with the number keys instead of the 4 groups that you can only have on Xbox because of the controller. But the other thing I still have a concern is something that I mentioned earlier when I did the E3 interview with Dan Ayoub, is the fact that they're trying to make it so similar between PC and Xbox One that there's a lot of things that you can do on PC platform RTSs compared to consoles that I fear that they're going to try to limit that too much, and the RTS based on the PC for other games isn't really going to pick it up that much.
It's entirely possible, because they want to keep the two experiences as close as possible. I mean, there are some differences. I think one of them was you can have up to 10 squads on PC, where on console you can only have 4. I'm sure with...
And on the PC you can click the minimap and jump to a place.
Yeah, which is definitely handy. That's a lot better than pushing a stick over and hitting the bumper to accelerate across the map. I kind of hope they did some refinement on the movement controls in, you know, with this time they've had since the first beta. So, because they didn't feel as good as they did in Halo Wars in the first one. They just didn't feel as fluid as they did in the first game, to me.
Yeah. Some parts felt similar and some parts felt a little clunky. I mean, as far as like being able to pick up the functionality of using a controller for an RTS, that felt similar to me, but the movement did seem... And granted, for me, the movement in Halo Wars 1 still felt a little weird, but the transition from slow movement to fast movement in Halo Wars 1 was a lot better than it was in Halo Wars, the Halo Wars 2 beta that we've played so far.
I definitely can agree with that.
But that's it for tonight, unless... GT, you have anything else to add?
No, I don't. Unless you want a couple of, you want to sneeze and a couple of coughs, I can add that.
And you made me cough all of a sudden.
See, I told you I could add a couple of coughs.
And that you did. That's going to wrap it up for our podcast tonight. Sorry it's a little short, folks, but we will be back in action next week to talk a little bit about what we can expect for the fall finals for the Halo Championship Series. And there's a bunch of stuff going on, of course, with the Video Game Awards. So if there's anything else Halo related, we'll talk about that next week as well. Probably going to not really have much in terms of news until after the new year, until we get the second beta for Halo Wars 2. But there's lots of different community stuff going on, so we'll try to dive into that and get everyone updated on what's going on within the community. Don't forget, we're doing our giveaway, which starts tomorrow, as of this recording, December 2nd. It'll be opened up at noon using gleam.io, and you'll be able to enter in daily doing tweets and posts and all that stuff, and then you can get entries for following us on Twitter, subscribing to us on YouTube and Twitch, following us on Instagram and Twitter and a bunch of other places as well. So make sure you check out the tweet Facebook post and blog post for all the details on how you can get entered into that. And we'll do a daily drawing for 7 days. We'll give away some pretty cool Halo gear. And again, you're looking at some Xbox Live codes, $10 in a 3 month. There's some Halo t-shirts, some Mattel stuff, a Halo Limited Collector's Edition, some plushes, the ugly Christmas sweater. So all that stuff you'll be able to get over the next week by participating in our giveaway. So make sure you check that out and make sure you tell your friends. The more, the merrier. Although I guess the more technically, the less chances you have. But anyways, the more the merrier. That's where we're going to leave it at. You can also check out our podcast network. We are part of a network of gaming-specific podcasts, including Critzcast, which is a TF2 podcast, Guardian Radio, which is a Destiny podcast, The Learning Cliff, which is not really posting new episodes, but still relevant. People are still listening to it, which is an EVE Online podcast. There is Podcast 76, which is unofficially affiliated with the podcast network, but that is an Overwatch podcast. And then there's two other podcasts that are part of the network that aren't necessarily gaming specific, How to Murder Time and Work in Progress. But you can find all of those by heading over to thepodcast.com, which is thepodcast.com, and let them know that we sent you. You can also check us out on our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch. Follow us on all those places. If you're following us on all those places and you go through the Gleam.io contest, you'll be able to get entries into the giveaway for all that different social media goodness. So make sure you check that out. And we'll be back next week. GT, will you be doing Dragon Fridays tomorrow?
Yes. Well, provided I don't show up on my deathbed tomorrow morning.
True.
Yeah, as long as I feel at least or better than I do tonight, we will have Dragon Friday. And I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Nice. All right. So make sure you check that out. Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, we'll be back on our Tuesday schedule for podcast recordings. We were just a little bit different this week because I did a driver update and it broke my computer on Tuesday. So we'll get back to the regular schedule here next week. But until then, thanks everyone for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Keep on fragging Halo gear.